Perashat Yitro, Pasuk writes right at the beginning of our Perasha, Vayishma Yitro Kohen Midyan Hoten Moshe, Et Kol Asher Asa Elohim Le Moshe O Yisrael Ammo, Ki Yotzi Adonai Et Yisrael Mimisraim. A Pasuk tells us how Yitro, the father-in-law of Moshe, heard about all the events surrounding the exodus of the Jewish people from Egypt, and it says he came to the Jewish nation, and Hachamim tell us it was with the intent to convert and actually join the ranks of Klal Yisrael, of the Jewish nation. Rashi, on the words Vayishma Yitro, and Yitro heard, asks, Ma Shimu'a Shama Uba, what did Yitro hear? What inspired Yitro? What fantastic news did he hear that motivated him in order to make teshuvah? And Rashi answers, Kiriyat Yamsuf u'milchemet Amalek. He answers the obvious. He says he heard about the splitting of the sea. He heard about the war that we fought against Amalek when we came out of Egypt. Hakamim ask, isn't that the same news that everybody else in the world heard? We say every day in Az Yashir, Shame'u Amim Irgazun, that all the other nations also heard, and they shook, they trembled. Hil Ahaz Yoshebe Pelashet, the people of Pelashet, they also were filled with trepidation. Namogu Kol Yoshebe Kenaan, all the people of Kenaan were shaking. Why? Because they heard about Kiryat Yamsuf and all the miracles surrounding the Exodus. So the question is, what did Yitro hear? He must have heard something different, because they all heard the same things, and none of them ever converted, none of them ever made a move. So Yitro must have heard something different. And that's what Rashi asks, what did Yitro hear that they didn't? And Rashi answers, he heard the same exact thing that they heard. He heard about Kiryat Yamsuf, to teach us that two people are able to hear tremendous miracles and astounding situations, but one who has a thick heart could hear it but not propel himself into doing something about it. The greatness of Yitro was he heard and came. As Rashi says, Shama Shimua, he heard the news, Uba. He said, this news obligates me. I can't just say, what a wondrous thing, 3 million people are slaves, leave Egypt with tremendous miracles on Kiryat Yamsuf. I can't just go back to living life as normal. Something has to change. The greatness of Yitro was not what he heard, because everybody heard the same thing that Yitro did. It's Yitro was wise enough to act based on the news that he had. The Gemara says, in Masechet Berachot, at the end of the second Perek, there was a city called Matam Mahseya. It was a city in Bavel. And it says the people of that city, Matam Mahseya, the inhabitants were stout-hearted. The Gemara calls them Abirei Lev. They had a thick heart. The Gemara says why? It's because they saw the glory of Torah 2 months of year, 2 months of the year. They saw the glory of the Torah, and none of them ever converted. And the Tosafot explains that for 2 months of the year, Jewish businessmen would gather and study in the yeshiva. Those were the months of Adar and the month of Elul. They would take off from their business, and they would have big, big attendance in the yeshiva where the rabbis would teach them the laws of the holidays. And for those 2 months, there was a cloud of fire that hung over the yeshiva for everybody to see. A person would walk down the block and see a pillar of fire, an open miracle. And the Gemara says they saw this open miracle 2 months a year, and not one inhabitant of Matam Mahseya converted. That shows you a person could see and stand face to face to an open miracle, but it doesn't necessarily mean that they're willing to change. The greatness of Yitro was, is that he not only heard the message, but he acted according to the message, and he did something. And that's a lesson for all of us. Although we don't have direct prophecy with God anymore today, and God doesn't communicate to us in forms of Ruach HaKodesh, but however, God always sends a person messages in his life, whether it's a salvation in business, or a salvation in his personal life, or some sort of great feat that Borei Olam does to a person in maybe finding his soulmate, getting married, or it could be a million and one different ways that God is able to show himself and reveal himself to people. But it's not enough to react and say, wow, unbelievable, or shake a little and get excited. The proper reaction is, you have to make firm commitments. You have to say, because of this miracle that I saw, I must get better. Either I must learn more, I must pray more, I must do more chesed. Seeing God must obligate a person. Otherwise, the miracle is in vain. And that was the greatness of Yitro. He was Shama Shemua, but more importantly, he was Ba. He came as a result. Shabbat Shalom.